Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 21 of the Beginner Runner Village podcast, Race Strategy for Beginners. Now, while this podcast is for people at the very beginning of their running career, I know many listeners do participate in 5K races, either because they're ready for it because they've been training for a while, or because they want to enjoy the experience and, although they're not ready to run the whole thing, are prepared to do a walk run of that distance. Now, let me interject something here. If you're at the point of being able to run a whole 5K, then I've still got information here for you after I explain what to do if you're planning on doing a walk run. But what I also want to tell you is that if you can run a whole 5K, then while yes, you are a beginner in the larger sense, I do have much more information in my Mojo for Running podcast, meatier information that I'm sure you'd appreciate. At this point, I have well over 100 episodes of that podcast as I started it years before this one. But I realized a couple of years ago that people just taking their first running steps needed their own podcast, and that's why Beginner Runner Village was born. Okay, now back to the topic of race strategy for someone who's going to do their first 5K, but who plans to walk much of it, which is perfectly acceptable. But what strategy should you use? A member of my Mojo for Running coaching program asked me that the other day. Now, just as a reminder, that program has four segments: walk to run, first 5K, first 10K, and first half marathon. Let's discuss first what your strategy should be if you're just doing it to participate and finish, but you know you're not ready to try to run the whole thing. First of all, we should discuss what to do during the week preceding the race. Yes, that's critical too, even this early in your running career. What you should not do is hard training that week, not any hard training. Now, of course, hard is relative, but I mean don't do anything that's a challenge. Some people, many people, make the mistake of not going into the race rested. That's a mistake. Even if you're going to do a walk run, I want you to have a good, satisfying, successful experience. I've heard people say, well, I haven't been training enough lately, so I need to put in some extra training this week to get ready for Saturday. No, big mistake. You can never make up for lack of sufficient training the week before the race. Even if you plan to do a walk run, which is fine, of course, you shouldn't bump up your training during the week before the race, because if you want to have a good experience, then you need to be rested. If you feel like you haven't trained adequately, even to do a walk run, then don't do it. You may be saying, but I already paid for it. My advice is to be smart and just let it go. If you do it and you're not sufficiently prepared, you may suffer an injury, and that could derail your training for many months. And I know from experience that beginner runners, many of them never return after they take time off to heal from an injury. So, number one is do not do your training or even train at a challenging if you're let me say that again. So, number one is do not up your training or even train at a challenging level the week before the race. In the running community, we call this tapering. No matter your level, you need to take it easy the week before the race. Many people just starting to train are also trying to lose weight, so they may be taking classes at the gym. Whatever you do, don't take any group classes during the last 3 days before the race. That would tire out your legs, and then you're not going to have as good of an experience in the race. I'm going to do a whole podcast about that whole idea soon. Number two, don't carb load. Most beginner runners have heard of carb loading. Well, that whole idea is way blown out of proportion. Even marathon runners only increase their carbs slightly over the few days before the race, and they're careful not to overeat the day before, especially the evening before the race. Newer runners may feel like they're doing an incredible amount of exercise to do a 5K, but really, you do not need any extra fuel for a race of that distance. You definitely don't need to carb load. I recommend a good balanced diet with a good balance of healthy fats, protein, and only vegetables for carbs, and all in about equal proportion. But that may vary. What works best for you may vary. But that's not something to tinker with the day before or the week before the race. Do whatever you usually do, whatever diet works for you most of the time, continue that during race week. and try to stay away from processed foods, sodas of any kind, and sugar. You do not want to fall for the idea that you're a runner now so you can eat anything. You will absolutely gain weight if you adopt this philosophy. Even marathon runners can't just eat anything. Number three, get plenty of sleep during the nights leading up to the race, and including, of course, the night before the race. But accept that you may sleep very little the night before the race because you're going to be excited. This is typical because you may be very excited. Marathon runners seldom sleep well the night before the race, but they still do just fine on race morning. So if you don't sleep well the night before the race, don't say, oh, well, I won't have a good time, or, you know, don't expect it to be a bad experience because you're going to be hyped up. You're going to be excited. Your adrenaline will be there. You'll be fine. The race isn't going to last that long. Plan a nap later in the day. Number four, get up early and eat only a very light breakfast and do that 2 hours before the race. Make sure you've practiced this. Do not eat anything you haven't eaten prior to training runs or walk runs. This leads into number five. Number five is never try anything new on race morning. That means no new shoes or socks or clothes, no different food or liquids. All runners follow that rule. Nothing new and untested on race morning. Number six, get to the race site early. You'll need to pick up your race number. You're bound to see people you don't often see and get a chance to chat with. So you'll have surprise conversations that will take time. You'll need to visit the restroom and you won't have complete control over the times these things take. You're likely to be excited, to say the least, and likely a bit nervous at your first race. Don't add to that anxiety by being short on time. Number seven. If this is your first race, try super hard to relax and just take it all in. It's a huge milestone. Make sure you get a race photo too, even if it's a selfie. Number eight, you won't need to increase fluid intake prior to the race unless it's extra hot. The main thing is just to drink normally and stay hydrated. Most people do that just fine. On race morning, if you drink extra, you may find yourself needing a potty stop during the race. During the race, if you feel thirsty, then drink a little at each water stop, but don't overdo it. That could lead to gastrointestinal issues as your tummy can only process a certain amount. And after all, this is a 5K. It's not a long race. It won't take that long. I know you're not going to run it fast, but you should be fine. Only drink if you feel thirst and then just drink to satisfy your thirst. Number nine, whatever you do to warm up, usually before your workouts, do exactly that. No more, no less. Remember, you want to practice what you know works for you. This is something every runner learns. I want you to start thinking like a runner if you're not already doing that. Hopefully, your warm-up includes walking and doing some dynamic stretching exercises. Number 10, now the nitty-gritty, the race itself. First, let's talk about your walk-to-run ratio. I want you to race it like you've been training. That means if your last week of training, you alternated 1 minute walking and 1 minute running, then do that for the first 2 miles of the race. If you're at the point of walking 1 minute and running three, then do that. If you're at the point of running a quarter mile at a time and then walking a minute or so, do that. Whatever you've been doing in training, do that in the race for the first two thirds of the race, or the first 2 miles, which is the same thing. Then, if you're feeling up to it, you can stretch out your running part during the last mile. So, if you did 1 minute walk alternated with 1 minute run for the first 2 miles, then if you want to challenge yourself a little, try doing 1 minute walk alternated with 90 seconds or even 2 minutes of running just for that last mile. If you're alternating walking 1 minute and running 3 minutes, then you could switch to walking 1 minute and running four or even 5 minutes if nothing hurts and you feel good. If you were at the point of running a quarter mile and then walking a minute, just keep running after that quarter mile. You might make it another minute or so before you need to walk. Now let's talk about speed. That's number 11. What to do on the race course? Yes, there is such a thing as race etiquette. Watch the course ahead of you and stay to the outside edge on all corners. So I'm not saying stay to the right or stay to the left because I don't know what the race course is going to be like, right? If it was a circle, then you would always just stay to the outside of the circle so that the faster runners could get by easily. But maybe you have turns, so you have to pay attention, stay on the outside of all the turns to stay out of the way of the faster runners. This keeps you out of the way, and when you get ready to walk, hold your hand up high over your head to signal the runners or any runners behind you, if there are any, to let them know that you're about to stop. Always, though, be very careful to stay to the outer edge of the road or trail when you're not rounding a curve or a corner as well. Number 12, when you get water, be careful to stay out of the way of other runners while you sip it. And when you're finished with as much as you want, and please understand, you do not want to drink whole cups of water during a race. Sometimes the volunteers will fill the cups, but don't feel like you must drink that much. Sip what you want, then toss the rest, but take care not to toss it at anyone's feet. 13. I know this is a 5K race, but do not race it. This is your first race. Just try to finish. You know everything I just said about the running and walking ratios. Well, if you pick up your pace at all, you'll totally ruin all that. I want you to maintain exactly the pace you use when you're training. And that should be very easy, a very easy conversational pace with high cadence. You know about that. We've discussed it a lot. Number 14, if you take it very easy, then you can pick up the pace only when you're about 100 yards from the finish line. But even then, only pick it up a little bit and don't feel like you have to. It's enough. It's plenty that you just finished your first 5K. That's plenty. Be happy with it. Number 15, bask in the glow of a life-changing experience. You didn't feel like a runner before. You must now. You have to. Pat yourself on the back. You'll be a little sore tomorrow and the next day, but the soreness will go away everywhere except one place, your face, because your smile muscles will be sore for a month. Number 16, save your race number. Seriously, have it framed alongside a photo of you finishing the race. This is the start of something big, the start of being a runner for the rest of your life. Whether in the future you do a few races a year, or one a year, or one every couple of weeks, this race bib, that's what we call the number, race bib, is special. Now, some of you have been running longer, and you're ready to run the whole race nonstop. Excellent. Now, I want to explain what your race strategy should be. First, it should still be, number one, to have fun and not get hurt. I want you to do a thorough warm-up, which means first walking at least a half mile, and then doing an easy jog of another half mile. Then do your dynamic stretching, no static stretching. You may want to do a few exercises too, just to loosen up. Do whatever you have found to work before your training sessions. You will need to develop a good warm-up routine and do it before every race. Start off the race at your easiest pace, a nice conversational pace. When you get more than halfway through the race, you can pick up the pace if you're feeling good. But be sure to stick with your high cadence of around 180 steps per minute from beginning to end, whatever your pace. If you pick up your pace a little after getting to the halfway point and are able to maintain, then you will have what we call a negative split, which means running the second half faster than the first. That is the optimal way to run a race. Never, never, never plan to start out fast and then hold on for dear life. That is the very worst strategy, and it never works. Don't start out fast under any circumstances. That's it. Now, today's quote. Oh, one more thing before today's quote. Here's the thing. I meant to mention this before, earlier. Please follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. I have two different accounts that I use for the beginner runners. I have an account the handle, U2CanRun, that's Y-O-U, and then the numeral 2, CanRun, that's for both Twitter and Instagram. And then I also have, use Instagram and Twitter under @MojoForRunning. So I hope you'll follow me there. It's a great place where you can ask me questions and comment and such as that. Okay, today's quote, if you can dream it, you can do it. That's from Walt Disney. I love that. I've seen it again and again. Nothing, absolutely nothing is more critical to your success than believing in yourself, believing you can do it. You can do things you never imagined you can do. Dream big, and you will do great things. You will be empowered. Magic is possible. Become a runner, and it will change your life. It will be magic.